Welcome to the Chart Toppin Show, where you decide what plays. You choose your favorites. So enjoy the best sounds of Radio Sega.
Watch out! You're gonna crash! Ah!
Number 38.
Good evening, afternoon, morning, whatever catches your fancy and your current place on the almost infinite time zones there are on the planet. This is Repsy here. This is the Chart Topping Show, opening up six awesome straight live Radio Sega hours. This is the Chart Topping Show, and I'll be playing the top 20 tracks. Considering the requests made on RadioSega.net last week. Number one last week was... the previous week, actually, was Lazy Days Living in Paradise. Big the Cat Spin on Sonic Adventure. Will it keep its place? Death! My mouse just crashed into the ground. Give me a few seconds. Hashtag problem of the week. I hope this is the only problem this week, actually. Okay, so here it is. So, why are people talking about politics? There's so much awesomeness and so many great Sega tracks about to be played this following 2 hours, and then 2 hours full of complete banter by the Sonic Show team, the Opinion Zone, and then 2 hours afterwards for the Addicts AM. So, I'll be commenting on your discussion about Twitter and blocked words and the trending topic on the UK at the moment, but... Exactly, Jamie! For this moment, screw politics, let's just have some fun and awesome Sega tunes, as I just said, please! Okay, so I was trying to describe how the show is going to be. At the middle part, there's Flash Trivia, again, with 3 questions I thought of on the past 2 hours. And also a couple of throwbacks, you know? When I was thinking about the middle segment, I was... The first thing I thought was... I should do something about remixes. So, firstly, I just thought about grabbing one remix by... On Radio Sega's playlist, by different remixers. I wouldn't say random, but at least some tracks I thought that stood out. But then other thing crossed my mind. You know me. You know me, and I don't really live things at random at all. So, I thought, how about if I make some cohesive throwbacks to the Sonic Zone Remix Competition Finals? Both of them! All 4 tracks will be played alongside their original tracks. Not sure if I should talk about it here or if I'll talk about it more later. Let's just play some awesome Sega music, right? I'll keep continuing this train of thought on the next break. And for some reason today I'm so fluent. That's strange, there's no specific reason for that. It's not like I've talked in English to anyone today. Actually I did, but it wasn't all that much. It was just 3 sentences, probably. It's probably in that protein shake after gym. And this almost looks like one of those random shows that it's not really my forte, so I'll be shutting up now and let's move on!
Don't get too many ideas, you fools! You haven't seen the power this vessel really has! Get a load of this!
Number 20. We'll be right back.
Number 20 from Gunblade NY, Boss 2.
Number 19.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Sonic Heroes at number 19, Stage 12 Mystic Mansion, Spooky!
I'm Green Viper 8 of Sega's Final Console on Sonic Colors level with one letter removed fame, and you're listening to the Tart Chopping Show with Rav C.
Number 18.
Thank you.
Number 17. Number 16.
And hello again, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. So, I had already introduced number 20 and number 19. Number 20 was Gunblade NY Boss 2. Number 19 was from Sonic Heroes Stage 12 Mystic Mansion. Number 18 was from Landstalker The Emperor's Treasure. The track was Treasure Hunter Nigel. Number 17, Saxophone Under the Moon Yagami Team BGM from The King of Fighters 14. And number 16. Number 16 was from Radio Sega's very own 10 Years for Sega Years remix album from last year, from my fellow show host Rexy. I just skipped time yesterday, which coincidentally was a remix of our number 38 track. So, I was talking about my choice to do that Sonic Zone Remix Competition Final Throwback. As I was saying, you guys know me, and you know that my shows rarely and very rarely have any room for randomness. I am way too, I wouldn't say strict, but I like my organizing. I like my things all settled and on the right place. And here's how it is. I was thinking, why don't I actually make this a quality show of how it was? Firstly, we'll play the original tracks that both finalists were having to work on, and then the winner track and the runner-up track. And in case you don't know how the Sonic Zone Remix competition worked, both ways, there were 32 remixers on a head-to-head knockout 3, two brackets of 16. Each one picked one Sonic track, so on their battles they were required to make a crossover remix from both. I wouldn't say a mashup, because it's much more than that actually. And so that's how it's going to be after these next 5 tracks from 15 to 11. Let's enjoy them.
Number 15. We'll be right back. number 14. Number 13.
Hello everyone, I'm John the Wayoshi, and you're listening to Radio Sega.
Number 12.
We'll be right back.
Number 11.
That was it for tracks between 15 and 11. There was a lot of Yakuza here. Number 15 was Oath of Enma by from Yakuza 0. The same game was the one with number 14, which was Debt Cleanup. Number 13 shifted a lot towards Virtua Fighter from the original one, GameStart original version, which doubles as Dural's theme, and apparently it reminded II of a pop theme, of a pop track actually. So number 12 was from Yakuza 5, a Receive and Slash You, while number 11 was a combo breaker of sorts, a 16-bit track. Streets of Rage from the original one, from the Mega Drive, round 7, the track was called Violent Breathing. We're now going to have the Sonic Zone Remix competition throwback. I've just heard what a mistake I have talked about.
Underrated or just new tracks of the week.
So this is just a random remix track from DJ Maxi's album Sonic 3 & Knuckles Flying Battery Zone. So anyways, here's how it's going to be. I'll be playing the two tracks from the original Sonic Zone remix competition that were picked, the first by the final winner and the second by the eventual runner-up. But first, let's enjoy this track a bit. Bustin' Ruin Zone from the Mega Drive / Genesis soundtrack version of Sonic 3D. This is the Act 2 track. There's also a track, an Act 1 track, obviously. They're slightly different. This was the track chosen by the eventual winner of the competition, Amphibious. Sanctuary from Sonic & Knuckles was a track chosen by the runner-up, Gario. And that this is the track that gave Amphibious the overall win, the win and the final. Keep in mind, it's a remix of both tracks I just played. Its name is Dilapidated Sky. Yeah. And this is the runner-up track from Gario, Stacking the Odds. The two tracks are the same, actually. Just a small notice, I don't really think I should interrupt this segment for Flash Trivia, so it's coming in the end of it all. People in Discord or Twitter, do you agree the previous track was the better one of these two? That's how people decided 5 years ago. So, please tell us your opinion about this. And now we are playing Death Egg from Sonic 3 & Knuckles. This zone was chosen by the winner of the 2014 competition, the Guitar Hero. This is a track that was chosen by the eventual runner-up, Lady Wildfire. It's Aqua Planet Zone from Sonic and Tails. I opted for the Master System version, but it could be the Game Gear one. Either way, they sound very similar. This track is called One on One, and it was the one that gave the Guitar Hero the win in the final. Dance of a Dying Sea. Lady Wildfire's remix of Aqua Planet and Death Egg Sonic the Hedgehog 3 version. It came with the help of Superior X, and this was the runner-up to the track that played just before, actually. Do you agree with this? If you could rewind time, would you have voted for it? Don't forget, right after this, Flash Trivia is coming! Woo!
Time for Flash Trivia! I guess you could waste time playing this game if you don't have anything else to do, or maybe if you think your life's not worth living, or maybe you're stuck in a place somewhere and the only thing you have to listen to is the Chart Topping Show, or nope, that's it. I can't think of any other reason. Nope.
Again, thank you, Casey, for the kind words, and I guess I'll be pestering you for a few more. This is getting old. I think I've looped them over about 3-4 times already. So, here's the rules, guys, for who hasn't still played this game. So, I'm going to ask 3 Sega-related questions, one at a time. Your purpose is to private message me on Discord, RefSig. You have to right-click my name and go down to message, in case you don't know. There's also a possibility for you to answer any of our Radio Sega tweets with the answer. That person gets 2 points. So, the first person to answer gets 3 points, the second person to answer gets 2 points, the third person to answer gets 1 point. Please, please remember that it's 4 PM private message only. Don't go answering it on the main chat room, please. It will void the question. Is that okay? New music for Flash Trivia. Well, Viper, let's just say this has been the music for about a month now. It's not Sega, but it's still awesome, and I think it fits this segment. So each question you've got 1 minute to answer. I'll be checking my PMs meanwhile. First question of the 3. On Sonic Adventure 2, what animal, when given to a chow, removes its legs? I'm going to repeat it. On Sonic Adventure 2, what animal, when given to a chow, removes its legs? I'm waiting for your PMs 1 minute from now on. First two answers, Jamie was wrong, Rexy was right and gets the 3 points. Dark Shadow is also right, gets the 2 points. Who's going to get the last point? I'm waiting. The minute is almost up. About 10 seconds left. And Skyblaze answered on the main chat room. She's deleted it, alright, but she was wrong anyway. No, that's wrong, Skyblaze, I'm sorry. And Jamie is wrong again, and the minute is gone. The correct answer was a bat. I'm just going to point the answers now. Rexy gets the 3 points. Dark Shadow gets the 2 points. No one got one, unfortunately. Only 2 people got it right. So, second question of today's Flash Trivia. On Bare Knuckle 3, what's the color of Blaze's outfit? Trick question here, I'll repeat it. On Bare Knuckle 3, what's the color of Blaze's outfit? 1 minute from now on. Jamie answered wrong. You fell for the trick, mate. Let's see who answers more. Dark Shadow got it right and Rexy got it wrong. Dark Shadow gets the 3 points. Green Viper is tank a color, that's absolutely correct. 5 points for Viper. Jamie came up with the correct answer and he gets the 2 points. Drexy is wrong again. And I haven't been taking care of the minute, so I haven't been looking, so I'll give you a little more. So Rexy with 2 more answers, and yes, she's got it right, so it's 1 point for Rexy. It's red. Three question was, the original Bare Knuckle 3, the Japanese version of Streets of Rage 3. Blaze's outfit is what the Westerner censors deemed way too erotic red, which meant she was changed to white for Streets of Rage 3, the Westerner's version. And Jamie fell on the trick, he said, white. See? I said there was a trick, Jamie. I'll be trying to find a picture of... Well, yeah, I didn't really think of the artwork. I was thinking of the in-game sprite. In-game sprite is definitely red. I'll be looking for a... But Let's hope my computer allows it. Last week it caused so much trouble actually. So I'm going to click Verimage, which means see image. Okay. Copy the link. That's a pick from Hardcore Gaming 101.
Number 10.
Wait! No!
Damn, fourth game assembled.
Okay, so this is number 10. Death X Zone Part 2 from Sonic the Hedgehog 2. And I'm going to reopen our Flash Trivia track. And I'll have the third question right afterwards.
Yeah, KC.
Let's go for the third and final question of today's Flash Trivia. So I've just opened the document again. In what year did Ryo Hasuki arrive at Hong Kong? Again, in what year did Ryo Hasuki arrive at Hong Kong? 1 minute from now on. So, Jamie got the 3 points, Rexy got 2, and we're waiting for our final answer. I loved Veritech's answer. 2017, which is a bit far off the mark. Time's about to run, and yeah, 1 minute's gone. Veritex got it wrong by 1 year. He said 1986, but the correct answer was 1987, at the beginning of Shenmue 2. Ryo Asuki arrives at Hong Kong at 23rd of February 1987. That's it for today's Flash Trivia, boys and girls. Thanks for your answers. I'm just going to point them out. And then we'll move to number 9.
Number 9.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
I'm Petit Kess, and you're listening to Radio Sega.
Come on!
Number 8.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
No. Lazy Days Living in Paradise does not defend its title. From last week, it's number 8.
Trouble for them. Our playground's so huge, we don't know where it is. Heaters, energetic, and movie.
number 7.
Meanwhile, this is number 7, which is Angel with Burning Hearts from Burning Rangers. A true classic of this show. Is there ever been a week where I didn't play this? Now, I'm still looking for requests from the Sonic Zone Remix competition to play near the end of the show. Please, people!
Number 6.
Meanwhile, we Ancient Ones, people who are either party or close, are discussing how it felt to play knights back in the day. Back in the day that there was barely any internet and the game choice was really limited. So you had to stick with what you had. So even though we did not get knights at first, we struggled a lot, but still we persevered because, well, you just get used to it and it gets under your skin on a good way, actually. On the way that you actually grow fond of it. That's the late 90s of gaming for you, where there wasn't all this abundance of music to music. What the hell am I saying? Of games for you to choose and play and have libraries on Steam with like 300 games, of which you play about 5? No, my boy. On the late 90s, if you owned, at least in Portugal, if you owned 7-8 games, that actually meant you were pretty rich, and you would play those 7-8 games to the death and to the absolute maximum knowledge. Ah, boy. Okay, so I'm old, we get that. What is the actual music used for top half of top 40? You mean this one, Jamie? This is from Virtua Fighter 5 Final Showdown. It's Alien Stage. I think it's Ruins. Alien Ruins. So, I don't think I've introduced... Oh yes, number 9, I didn't introduce it, but it was the boss theme from Sonic the Hedgehog. Number 8 was obviously Lazy Days. Number 7, Angels with Burning Eyes. Number 6, TJ Davies under the composition of Richard Jacks for the very English game Metropolis Street Racer, one I'm longing to play again. I wish I had my Dreamcast here back. Because, in case you don't know, I've been living in near London for a few months now. And obviously when I played the game for the first time about 15 years ago, I wouldn't recognize anything, any place at all. And I'm actually curious to know what Bizarre Creations did. I'm really interested to know if I would recognize most of the London tracks. Even though the game's kudos system is still legendarily tough and it was a pain to grind all the way through career mode, or whatever it was called back in the day. So now, I'll be the guy who spits on the Radio Sega old gamers home. Thank you, Viper, you spoiled child. Veritex, I have 2 disc-based games on the one, the rest is digital. One of them is Virtual on Force, right? We have to play that someday. Ah, boy. We can all go live in the Radio Sega Old Gamers home together, RevSig. I'm not entirely sure I know what you meant, I'll have to ask. We're about to get into the top 5 and we'll see what's about the most expected moment. The most expected moment of Chart Topping Show. We'll see what happens to Sonic.
5 left. close now.
No way! I can't believe this!
Number 5.
Robotnik soundbite Eggman. No way, I can't believe this! Was meant for this track, actually. Eternal Champions made its way to the chart-topping show, at top 5 no less. Midnight Stage. Thank you whoever requested this. This brings me back to my youth and to many, many Mega Drive tournament wins at Eternal Champions. Oh boy, back in the day, I think we all abused Trident. He was broken. Miyoku Yonsenman, not Yon, but another name for four. You know, this 80s Japan song that's a hit on Yakuza Zero's soundtrack? It's number 4.
Japan! Japan! Jamie65326, and I'm from Fed of Triple Trouble, and I'm Radio Sega 2.
Number 3.
He's Angel Island Zone from Sonic. It's figure skating multiplayer from the Nintendo DS version of Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Winter Games.
Number 2.
So apparently figure skating multiplayer actually turned into Snowmall Mountain, thank you Rexy. And this is your number 2, your runner-up for last week. Initially arcade stage, running in the 90s. There's going to be a break from the top after this number 2 plays. We'll play the 2 requests I got for Sonic Zone Remix Competition tracks. We'll be right back. This is Magma on the Dance Floor, Emerald Hill 2P, the two-player version, and Lever Riff, as you are listening at this moment, by our own Rexy, from the original Sonic Zone Remix competition. Sorry, Sonic, I talked over you.
Too slow, lap two coming coming up real soon. Funny man, take the wheel, homies wanna hit you too. My lyric rules gonna hit you like wow. I'm about to break it down now, let's get jiggy now.
Boy, Digi Valentine, tear it up for a few bars.
Don't run it, baby.
Ow! 16 to be exact. Consider this a preview of things to come. Yeah. 2014, Zone Runners.
Yo!
La 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 la. Whoops! He just slipped up. Walked into a pool and just tripped up. Battle us? We flow in with a big flood. Cut you up, leave the ocean covered in thick blood. Trust me, this ain't the game for you. No safe state, there's no saving you. Break into a flow that's too slippery to touch. You're better off just heading off, not saying much. Shoot like an octus, rap recoil. I dig this beat so hard, it's like a strap oil. Wrap you back up in a bunch of tin foil. Light the flame underneath and bring you to the boil. Who's that? Split the zone into two acts. House, he takes the first and I'm back with a new rap. So for all the cool cats who back the ZR, Zone Runners, they already know who we are. Get slipped up like an oil slick. Two wax on the side, yeah, you better move it quick. Got you swimming in a sea once blue, now straight. Got choked out, so not a heavy oil fumes like quicksand. Can't escape from the groove. Zone Runners on the mic, spitting off another tune. No collisions this time, only chaos we claim. By the time we're done here, y'all are gonna know our name.
The track before this one was from the 2014 Sonic Zone Remix Competition. It was called Remember My Name, a remix of Oil Ocean and Volcano Volley, Zone Runners, Halsey and Digi Valentine. This is a Marblous Night, a remix of Marble Garden and Marble Zone from Amphibious, from the 2014 album. Well, guys, there's 3 minutes to go before I have to close this down and pass it to the opinion zone. Stay with Radio Sega and listen to Eggy and the rest of the guys, David T. Lurker, and probably SPD64 and whoever else he's got on. It's going to be 2 hours of craziness and people just bantering around. I hope you enjoy it. And right after their 2 hours, there's going to be another awesome 2 hours of live Radio Sega music with the Sega Addicts AM. Thank you for listening, guys. I love you all. I'll be back next week with your 20 most requested tracks of this week that's running at the moment. And something else. Let's see. Love you guys. Bye. Let's just hear number one.
Number one.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.